How did Muhammad Ali affect you personally?
Well, for me personally, it all started when he was the heavyweight boxing champ of the world. Just to see him go into the camp of, let's say, Sonny Liston or Floyd Patterson and harass them while they were trying to train. I remember Sonny Liston trying to catch him and, you know, and pound him because he resented, you know, Ali coming and having the nerve to be so outrageous, you know, with the way that he bothered him while he was training. But, you know, that was Ali. He was one step ahead of everybody all the time, and he certainly proved that to Sonny Liston.
Kareem, we all have that, I think, if we're in sports or in this business, that oh-my-gosh moment when you meet somebody. I've been able to meet you before. I had it when I met Stan Musial. When you're in the same room as Muhammad Ali, it's like you don't even have to even be near him. It's just there's a different feel. Do you remember the very first time that Muhammad walked into the same room as you and you met him?
Yes, I do. I was at a party during my freshman year at UCLA, and I went to a party, and Muhammad Ali was there, and he was like holding court in one room all by himself. And people were just in awe of him, and so was I. I went over and started talking to him, and that started a friendship that lasted for the rest of our lives. He's just an incredible guy like that.
He famously changed his name from Cassius Clay to Muhammad Ali in, I think it was 1964, and you changed your name from Lew Alcindor to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 71. What impact did his decision have, if any, on your decision?
Geez, you know, Ali's decision to change his name really didn't have that much of an effect on me. I wanted to make a statement having to do with a spiritual decision. And the Nation of Islam, you know, they had a different philosophy than what I was interested in portraying, you know. So there was a difference there, but it was nothing that affected our friendship. You know, we were still friends despite our different approaches on different issues having to do with civil rights and religion.